Questions 12 through 15. During a lecture, a professor of physics is giving a lecture and pauses to make a point about the role of philosophy in science. A student is responding to his questions.
Now listen to the conversation.
I'd like to draw a more general lesson here. What's the point of talking about philosophical questions? Because we're going to be doing a fair bit of it in this class. Talking philosophical nonsense. Well, there is a standard answer. Anyone?
I think I read somewhere that philosophy is considered an intellectual way to clean up difficult problems, you know, the things that science hasn't quite managed to explain.
Yes, indeed. An intellectual cleanup job. The janitors who come in after the scientists have made a mess to try and pick up the pieces. So, in this view, philosophers should sit in their armchairs waiting for something surprising to happen in science, like quantum mechanics, like the Bell inequality, like Gödel's theorem, and then swoop in like vultures and say, "Ah, this is what it really meant."
That seems sort of boring.
But as you get more accustomed to this sort of work, I think what you'll find is, it's still boring. As a researcher, I'm interested in results, in finding solutions to non-trivial, well-defined, open problems. So, what's the role of philosophy in that? I want to suggest a more exalted role than intellectual janitor.
Do you mean maybe philosophy is involved in a sort of collective brainstorming process?
I like the direction you're taking. Philosophy can be a scout. It can be an explorer, mapping out intellectual terrain for science to later move in on and build condominiums on or whatever. Not every branch of science was scouted out ahead of time by philosophy, but some of them were. And in recent history, I think quantum computing is really the poster child here, at least in this department. The sorts of things we like to calculate are things people would never, ever have thought to calculate if it wasn't for philosophy.